not holding. I don't think that is recognized, is understood very well. We are programmed in a basis of competition. Right in our earliest childhood, competition, everything is competition. I see the Olympics as one of the most ugly things on the planet. You look at the winners' faces, especially as in tennis as well. Violent, most sports are violent, competitive. And how come we need to be competitive? Well, we need to be better than someone else. And how come we need to become better than someone else? Because we haven't got our own true value. We haven't recognized ourselves. We're not allowing ourselves to be ourselves. So we think we've got to be better. So we're always trying to be better, improve in some way, and we keep wanting, and the wanting is always based on the past, and the past is finished, it's over, we've done it. So we try to change things. And change, as I say, always comes from the past. It comes from something that's finished. Now, not holding is totally different. But it takes a certain level of courage. Once you're on the other side, you'll see it wasn't courage, it was just common sense. But when you're on this side, it looks very courageous not to hold. So you keep going to the same job. 5 or 6 days a week. And in a way, it's hell. You don't want to be there. The competition, the mental fights that go on there, you don't want to be there. And you hold it, and you hold it. And it's damaging. It's damaging on many levels. Not only with your happiness and with your emotions, it happens on the physical level as well. So not holding seems to need a certain courage. Don't hold the old. Because if you're honest and present, you will see when a thing is finished. And if you don't hold it, it'll move on its own. Let's take a mundane situation, although to most people it isn't mundane. Relationships. Your partner gets attracted to someone else. What usually happens? Contraction. Holding. And there's no expansion there to see how ridiculous it is to hold somebody that no longer wants to be with you or wants somebody else in their life as well. If it's not intelligent, it's not going to work because what you're trying to preserve doesn't exist. This loving state that you're fantasizing you want doesn't exist, and you know it doesn't exist. The intelligent thing is to encourage your partner to be themselves, to do what they want to do. And it might not even be wise for them, but it doesn't matter. If they don't have that experience, something will be contracted in them and something will be off in you. Whereas if you encourage, you may be upset, but you're more free. Encouraging, not pushing, not making happen. Just saying, this is what seems to be happening. I will encourage what seems to be happening. For me, and for my partner, and for the person they're attracted to. What you see is, normally, you see yourself as an entity, your partner as an entity, and far in the distance, the person they're attracted to as an entity. But it's not, we're all one. We're all connected. There's just one frequency, one energy that embraces all of us. And you can't reject a part. of that energy without unpleasant consequences. So not holding. Now, if you're not holding, you become part of the natural frequency. And in this natural frequency, as I keep saying, what you have that needs is appropriate to be in your life will stay there. You don't have to hold it. It'll stay there. And anything that's done its job and is no longer appropriate is trying to get away. It's trying to disperse. And if you hold it, you're holding something that's no longer appropriate for you. Not only no longer appropriate, it can be damaging. Don't hold it, and it'll drift away on its own. And as it does, it makes more space for anything that's more appropriate to drift into your life. One way of looking at it is everything in each moment is perfect, absolutely perfect. All we need to do is recognize that this moment is perfect. And that doesn't mean to say that this perfection is going into the next moment, because the next moment will have a perfection of its own, and that might mean a change. But in this very moment, everything is always perfect, and all it needs is for us to recognize that and to stop holding the old. As I say, it's not getting rid of it, because you don't know what you need and you don't need. It's not getting rid of it. It's just not holding it. So when it's done its job, it can drift away on its own. Courage is one description of allowing things to happen that need to happen. And another is vulnerability. And courage has one vibration, and vulnerability is closer to where we need to be in each moment. Vulnerable, soft and gentle. That doesn't mean weak. And not knowing. So getting a feeling that something needs to happen or to change, and acknowledging and realizing we don't know the outcome to that. It just feels as though as it is no longer appropriate, and we can't see an outcome. But it's being vulnerable enough, and that's where some soft courage is appropriate, to allow what seems to want to happen without knowing what will come out of that. And in my experience, I've always found that in this honesty with the vulnerability, things just get better and better. And often when you think, can't be better than this, if you don't hold that, it does get better.